The state attorney general is investigating disciplinary action within the Syracuse School District. As WRVO's Ryan Delaney reports, the school district is complying and admits there likely have been violations.
The Attorney General's Civil Rights Office issued a subpoena to the Syracuse City School District in October. Superintendent Sharon Contreras says they've turned over tens of thousands of documents so far. They have to do with 3 years' worth of student discipline and demographic data. This fall, the school district reported that more than half of African-American students in the school system have been suspended at least once. Contreras says the AG received numerous complaints, probably from parents. She says there likely have been violations surrounding the due process of student discipline.
We're not talking about major infractions, and I think that's where some of the misperceptions are coming from.
The Attorney General's office declined to comment on the investigation, and the teachers' union did not respond to a request for comment. The school district recently hired an expert to overhaul its disciplinary policies. Contreras says they've made significant improvements already.
I want to make clear that we want safe and orderly schools. What we're trying to improve is making sure we're not issuing out-of-school suspensions for minor infractions.
She says the number of disciplines handed down in schools has gone up. She says episodes increased in schools in low-income areas, but wouldn't name specific ones. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.